وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. سلام علیکم و رحمت الله. This is Hussein and you're listening to our program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity and mankind. And one of the best ways to know about Islamic teachings about humanity is to analyze and study the life stories of the great leaders of Islamic society, beginning from the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his pure progeny. And one of the great sources in this regard is the book titled A 250-Year-Old Person. This book is a combination of the lectures and sermons delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Martyr Sayyid Ali Husseini Khamenei. In his lectures and sermons, this great martyr and great jurist and Islamic scholar talks about the life stories of the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the leader of the community and also the pure progeny of the Prophet. And by analyzing different elements and features of their life stories, we realize what are the main principles and values in the Islamic teachings about humanity and mankind. So we talked about previous chapters. We covered the chapter that was about the Prophet of Islam himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then Imam Ali alayhi salam, and then Lady Fatima al-Zahra. And now we were talking about the life story and the political or socio-political context of Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam. When we talk about Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, the main thing that many people remember is his peace treaty with Muawiyah. Now, there are different ways to understand this peace treaty. In Shia Islam, we understand it as the only choice that the Imam had, especially because of the lack of loyalty from among some members of his army. Now, according to the analysis of His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Martyr Sayyid Ali Husseini Khamenei, the Imam accepted the peace treaty because of different reasons. One of the main reasons for this acceptance was that the Imam realized that Muawiyah had planned to assassinate the Imam through the betrayal of his army. And then when everything is done through the hands of people inside the Imam's army, then he could claim later on that I did not do anything. Hasan ibn Ali was killed and assassinated by his own followers, and then the whole narrative, the whole story would have changed. And this is some tactics that many oppressors throughout history, they apply in manipulation, in sustaining their dominance on other societies. They find some elements from within those societies. They invest on the betrayal of those elements, and they carry out what they want through them. So it has different effects, like positive effects for them. One of them is that they can do it much more easily. They only need to fund, and they only need to give some money to bribe those people. And unfortunately, some of those people, they can do heinous crimes. They can do great acts of terrorism with a very low price. Like, they are ready to betray their own societies with a very low price. That is one thing, the economical positive side effect of it. Also, another big thing is that they can later on claim that our hands are not dirty. Like, we didn't do it, they themselves did it. And there are stories in the history of colonialism that actually has turned out to be very effective. This method has been very effective for the colonial powers. After a short break, we're going to come back and talk about how this technique has been applied by different oppressors throughout history.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about how Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam had no other choice but to accept a peace treaty because Muawiyah had planned to kill Imam al-Hassan through the betrayal of his own army, and later on claimed that Hassan ibn Ali alayhi salam was killed by the people from his own army. And in that situation, Imam would not let Muawiyah carry out that plan. And we said that this is a technique that has been applied by different oppressors throughout history. And in the history of colonial Africa, for example, some Europeans, they did not engage in a slave trade directly themselves. They would actually fund and give weapons to some of those tribes that were known for their mischief, were known for their oppressive and troublemaking behavior in the region. So these Europeans would give them weapon, would give them good money for their expeditions, for their raids in taking other members of other tribes and selling them to Europeans. So later on in their books, these Europeans would write that, yes, slavery was something common in Africa. We didn't initiate slavery. We didn't start slavery. We would only go there and make trades with Africans themselves. But what happened actually was that these people, colonial powers, they actually empowered those negative elements within the society. And they're doing it right now in different societies, in different nations. What they do is that they empower those negative elements that would only go to the margins of the politics if it were not for the empowerment they receive from the external forces or from the Europeans. So they empower those negative elements, they empower the terrorists, and then later on they blame it on the indigenous people. And even sometimes they make a face of a person who is actually trying to rescue those nations, because you are not capable of being civilized, you're savages, you cannot just control yourself, you cannot manage your own affairs. We have to intervene. And it is only because of your intervention that these people could not come to a balance and sustained peace in themselves. So the same thing was going to be applied by Muawiyah. He wanted to get Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam assassinated by some of those low-level, unfortunately, thugs among the Kufans, and later on claim for the whole history, okay, these people, you know what, they just killed their own leader, and they're pathetic, they must be prosecuted, they cannot manage their own affairs, and I am the one who restores order, I'm the one who restores peace. And then Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam, with accepting the peace treaty and also making some very important and strategic conditions in the peace treaty, he turned around, flipped over the whole plan. In the next episode, inshallah, we're going to talk about the conditions that Imam Hassan stipulated in the peace treaty in order to block the strategic plan of Muawiyah, at least at the level of theoretical understanding and framework, so that it remains in history that If the Banu Umayyah came to power, they came to power based on a treason and betrayal of the peace treaty they made with the grandson of the Prophet ﷺ. Inshallah, in the next episode, we're going to continue our discussion. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah.